Well, we'll get things started here in the top of the first for Childersburg. Madison Brooks stepping up there and in the left-handed box, and she'll be taking on Josiah Bolton on the mound for the Winterboro Bulldogs. Dave McCurley, Chris Roberts with you. There's a poke out into center field, and that one's going to get over the head of the center fielder. Watch this girl run. She's already around second. She's not checking up. She's going to third, and she'll stand in with a triple, will Maddie Brooks, to start this game. Doesn't take her long to get around the pads.
No, and she's... I'm really surprised Cam stopped her third, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Now Kelsey Kelly up to the plate for Coach Cam Mazzell and the Tigers. And that one gets away from the catcher. Here comes Brooks, not even a slide. So two pitches in this game, and it's 1-0. Winner of this game will take on Chris Roberts' daughter's softball team, the B.B. Comer Tigers, defeated Fayetteville just a few moments ago, 6-3.
I believe it's 6 o'clock tonight, right?
I
think that's what they just said over there, be at 6.
Not sure. There's a hit out in the right field from Kelsey Kelly.
I think Comer's, they said 6.
Number 8, Alicia McKinney.
Alicia McKinney will come to the plate now. Now, I'm having to wait a little bit on Cam's. You know, he did not get me a roster, and I'm going to get on him about that. But he's got a lot going on, getting these fields ready, and there goes Kelsey Kelly running down to second base. It hits her in the arm, right in the throwing hand, I believe.
Right off the thumb.
See if she's okay. She's tough, I'm here to tell you. Know her folks very well. But she's down at second now with a strike count on Alicia McKinney. Bolton in the circle for the Lady Bulldogs. They'll be the home team in this game. And I'm assuming Chris was right in the fact that they flipped, because I don't think they did seed. So you're right. Jessica and them won the coin toss and was the home team. There's a little pop-up behind first base. Wow, what a catch at second base. That's a nice play out there by Kobe Hale, and that is – out number one here, moving over to third on the tag up was Kelsey Kelly. And Taraji Jones will come to the plate now. This young lady right here came from Pell City, Chris, as a young player. And let me tell you something, she can play any position on the field. She can catch, she can pitch, she can play infield, outfield, it doesn't matter. Very versatile player, and she's got some pop in her bat for Coach Cam Mazzell. As you see, the Mumford Lady Lions come in behind us and getting ready for the next game. They'll be playing Talladega. There's a little dribbler down toward third. Can they throw her out? They will.
Good stretch at first.
Yeah, but the run will score in the form of Kelsey Kelly, and it's 2-0. And Lexi Smith will come to the plate now. So two are out, nobody on, but the Tigers have plated two runs here. Lexi takes ball one, low. Did you get to talk to Jessica after that game?
I did. She was excited. The whole team is there over there, and now they just got to wait. And that's a long wait till 6 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, it is. And
I told two of her girls that, did Coach Roberts give them the message they were going to take them back to school and feed them lunch and make them stay till 3? And they were like, Coach Roberts, are you really going to do that? And she said, no, I'm not. He's just messing with y'all. I said, Cody's cranking the bus. Y'all got to go back to school. They're like, Coach Roberts.
Lexi Smith grounds out to shortstop to end the top of the first for Childersburg. They score two, though. We'll keep it here. You know, you've been involved in sports all your life. And by the way, you know, I love – you and I can talk Auburn all the time, and of course the basketball team, and I know, you know, you and I get into basketball as well at times, but I tell you what, they've up until this last week, and I'm not really concerned that they've lost two in a row. They lost to two very good basketball teams in Texas A&M and Alabama, but they need to come out tomorrow and get back to the kind of way they've been playing to the first of the middle part of the year. And Auburn winning the regular season championship, what do you think their chances are as we go into the NCAA tournament?
I think they've got a chance to get into the Final Four. I think they have a chance to win it. But I also think that and Coach Pearl's a master at getting people under control. If he doesn't get Chad Becker-Mazzaro under control, we're going to be in the same – he's a very vital role to that basketball team.
Yep.
And he's a catalyst. He's an attitude. He's great. I mean, his attitude is okay, but he can get into some – and without him on the floor, they're missing an integral piece.
And you know what? You're absolutely right. And teams know his volatility.
They do.
And they sometimes provoke it. Now, I'm going to say this, too.
They do.
I think the loss to Alabama hurt us, and I'm going to tell you why. We dropped to number three in the polls, which the polls, to me, don't mean a thing, as Winterberg is going to come to the plate with Malaria Massengill, and she'll be facing
number 12.
I'm trying to see who number 12 is pitching for Childersburg. I'll have to check that here in just a moment. You can go ahead and tell me, Chris.
Jade Landers
on the mound.
That's what Jason said, what Jason Brooks said.
For coach
number 12.
Coach Cam Mazzell with Jade Landers in the circle, and that one's fouled off by Massengill. 0-2, she fouls another one away. But, you know, talking about Chad Becker-Mazzaro, as we get back to that for just a minute and we'll get to this game, but I said after the second and third basketball game this year, after he got thrown out in the NCAA tournament last year, he hadn't changed a bit. I thought he would have gotten better at with his controlling his thing. That strike three, the catcher misses it. They're going to have to throw her out.
Good play.
And they do at first base. So batter stood to Massengill, stood there for a little bit, Chris, and that was the difference in out and save.
It was. If she takes off when it gets by, she's standing on first.
Here goes Sakia Buchanan to the plate now. And Landers, we'll see what she can do with her. That one's high and away. Want to know. I'm with you. I think Auburn's got a good chance. I think Denver Jones has got to get healthy for us, as well as I think Dylan Cardwell's been banged up, and we really hadn't heard that a lot. But I'll tell you one thing is that one's fouled away down the left field line. When Denver Jones and Miles Kelly are hitting shots and Broom is his consistent 20-10, Auburn's hard to beat. I mean, they're going to be hard to beat. But by losing to Alabama, and I'm going to finish my point on that, we fall to 3 in the polls. But what that's going to do to us, think about the teams. There's a swing and a miss, 1-2 to Buchanan. Think about the teams that are going to be number one seeds. You're going to have Duke, Florida, Auburn, and probably Houston, okay? All of those teams are from the southeast, or, you know, Houston really southwest. But if we're 3 and there's a swing and a miss, second strikeout of the game for Landers and 2 outs now for Winterboro, but that means Auburn's probably going to have to go out west again. And I don't like that.
I think it's going to all depend on what they do in this tournament. If they go and they go 0-1, they get bounced tomorrow, I foresee they won't be the number one seed in the South.
Right.
Because the number one seed in the South, the Final Four in the South bracket comes back to Atlanta, to Phillips Arena.
Right. Josiah Bolton up there at the plate. She's 1-1 count. I'm with you. And, you know, but maybe the committee, and there's a drilled ball into left field.
That was
swing. A very good base hit in the first one for Winterboro. And Bolton is on first with 2 outs. And that'll bring up the cleanup hitter, Kaylin Williams. I think if Auburn does well in the SEC tournament and the committee sees that, you got to think. Auburn's been the number one team in the country now for 9 weeks leading into this week when they weren't. So they've been the most consistent, best team in the country, them and really Duke is the only team outside the SEC that has beaten the Tigers. But We'll just have to see. I kind of like their chances, too. But
they're putting a lot of stock in all these quad one wins, too. I mean, Every time you turn around, they're talking about it, and they're 16-4 in quad one wins. And, you know, I don't know. It's we'll see. Yeah. Some people still think they're going to be the overall number one seed if they got beat the first round in SEC tournament. I just don't see that.
Me either. Well, Kaylin Williams flies out to Kelsey Kelly. That's somebody you're not going to get it around too much, I'm here to tell you. Out number three, we'll go to the top of the second. Childersburg leading 2-0 over Winterboro.
Imagine a world where innovation drives sustainability. At Omnia, we're not just imagining it, we're crafting it every day. As a top producer of calcium carbonate and a worldwide distributor of specialty chemicals, we're committed to enhancing consumer goods, revolutionizing paper and polymer industries, and building a stronger future in construction. Our dedication to research and development leads the charge in balancing ecological integrity with economic growth, paving the way for social progress. Omnia, innovating for a better tomorrow. Omnia wishes all area athletes good luck.
Shopping for car insurance is confusing. Holy cow!
Great, now we have a cow in our kitchen.
Why did you say that?
Because I don't know what coverage to choose. So just say the State Farm jingle. A State Farm agent can go over all your options with you and help choose coverage that meets your needs. Dude, cow, could you move?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm insurance agent Ron Carroll on Highway 280 next to Subway in Childersburg. Call Ron at 256-378-6631.
Shakira Harrison will lead off the top of the second inning for Coach Cam Mazzell. Now, let me tell you something about this young lady here. She wasn't what I call real aggressive on the basketball floor. But, buddy, she could nail some three-pointers. She'd get in there and scrap. But here on the softball field, she can really hit the softball and plays a lot of different positions on the infield for Coach Kim Mazzell. She's at the place. She's a senior, about one of the only seniors. I think her and not sure if Kelsey Kelly – but they're young, just like your daughter's B.B. Comer team. And Shakira fouls that one out of the way, and she's behind in the count 1-2.
I believe Childersburg and Comer are in the same area for softball this year, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
After they move Comer up to 3A?
Yep, and there's a line drive out to right field and a hit for Shakira. She'll be on it first with nobody out.
Now that is number 24.
Giovanna Guerrero will bat now for Coach Cam Mazzell. With runner at first, nobody out. There goes Harrison.
Ooh, that was close.
Yeah, it was a close play at second, but Harrison's in there. She didn't slide. I think Cam needs to work on that too.
Yeah, a little sliding practice.
Yeah, I think a lot of them need to. Guerrero. That's a strike, 1-1 now. As Marvin Gamble back behind the plate for game two here. He's going to do a little duty and wipe off the plate. He needs to get him a new brush or put some water on that thing. Bolton still in the circle. For the Lady Bulldogs, 2-0, the Tigers lead it, and they got a runner at second with nobody out, and that one hit Guerrero, so she's going to be on it first. And is it just me, or am I seeing a few raindrops?
You are seeing a few raindrops.
And so, foul ball at the plate now. It is sprinkling a little bit, and I know Chris is probably going to check his radar. I need to do the same thing as soon as I get the chance, but it is sprinkling a little bit, and if it comes a downpour, of course, they'll stop play, and I'll have to find something to...
It is...
Is it going to be back?
We're fishing to get wet.
That's maybe it'll slide on by, I hope. We'll see.
Let's hope so.
We'll see. That one's hit down the first, gets by the first baseman. Coming around third and scoring is Childersburg. Going to third is going to be Guerrero. So now runners are going to be at first and third. And the Tigers now lead it 3-0 over Winterboro here in the top of the second inning. See if you can give me a number on this young lady hitting. Because then we'll go back to the top of the order, Madison Brooks.
I can't see her number, Dave.
Foul ball at the plate. So the runner will have to go back to first.
Number seven.
She's number seven.
And that's going to be Dekiah Marbury. That one's a ball. Gets away from the catcher, so going down to second is Childersburg. Runners at second and third now with nobody out here in the third inning. And we're hoping that that rain shower gets away from us. There's a ground ball to short. They'll go to first. It's not in time. Gets away. Two runs are going to score, and Marbury already at second. She's got some speed, and the Tigers now lead it 5-0. Early in this game, top of the second inning for Coach Cam Mazzell over Winterboro. And here's Maddie Brooks. She had a triple her first time. And Winterboro will call timeout and try to figure this thing out.
This,
go ahead.
It could get away from Winterboro really quick right here if they're not careful. It's already 5-0 in the top of the second inning.
Yeah. So
Winterboro's just getting, you know, they when they played in Cam's tournament at the start of the season, they were missing some of their basketball players.
Yeah.
They had just finished, and whatever the rule says, they can't come into the Monday after, however that works.
Yeah.
So they've only had everybody back for – I watch them practice, come out – practice when I come back with my from on my route, but – they've only had everybody back for a couple of weeks. So they're still getting their legs, softball legs under them, so to speak. And
yeah, they lost to Spring Garden.
Yes.
Who, you know, Ace Austin going to Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, 2 years in a row, that one gets away. It's 2-0 now. They'll try to throw girl out at third, and she's safe. That's Dekiah Marbury. She waited before she left to go to third. She got in there, though, but, yeah, Winterboro's girls, very good. I don't know if you've watched them play basketball. I mean, they just hammered most everybody around here they played. Madison swings at an outside pitch, and she's down in the count 1-2.
A lot of people felt it was just a bad draw for Winterboro because both of them should have played each other in the Final Four. They were good enough to beat.
Right.
One of those was going to be the, you know.
And Tanner, the other team up there, too. So the top three teams in the state. There's a long fly ball out to right field, playable, and it's off the glove of the right fielder. Rounding second and going to third is going to be Madison Brooks. Scoring is Marbury. They mishandled the ball, and Brooks is going to come all the way home. That's speed for you, buddy.
It is, and she was running off the bat, too. I mean, from the crack of the bat, she took out of the box, and that one didn't lack much going out of here, neither.
No, and, you know.
That is a seventh grader in right field for Winterboro.
Very young team. Madison Brooks now a junior for Coach Cam.
That's scary for everybody in the county.
Ain't it, though? I'm here to tell you. As
her dad Jason's right over here.
Madison has been starting on this team ever since she was in the seventh grade. And Kelsey Kelly swings and misses, and it's 1-1 on her. Still nobody out here in this second inning. It is now 7-0 Childersburg. Kelsey hits one out to right field. This one's going to fall, too. It gets by the right fielder a little bit. Kelsey's already around second and headed to third, and that's where she'll stop. So
if you give Chitterberg credit. They're putting the ball in play, but they are running out of the box.
Yeah.
Anything that's hitting the grass in the outfield, if they're not getting to it, they are getting two bases, if not three.
Yeah, you better not be slow against this Lady Tiger
team. That's exactly right.
Here's Alicia McKinney. She flied out to the second baseman on a good play by Hale out there in the first inning. 7-0, runner at third with nobody out here in the second inning. That's an outside strike over the outside part of the plate.
Good pitch.
Yeah, McKinney. Bolton still in the circle. They didn't take her out, and I don't know that you're going to do any different.
Well, I mean, she's had fly balls, and she's had some – I mean, they've made some errors in the field that hadn't helped her.
Right.
You know, she's not pitching in bad games. She's around the plate. She hadn't walked but maybe one person. Has she walked any?
One walk. She hit Giovanna Guerrero.
That's right. So, I mean, she's been around the plate. She's been consistent. I mean, that's another good pitch on the corner.
Wow. Called.
It's a great pitch.
Three.
Good location.
Got her looking. And that's out number one here.
Number 25.
That's a good location for that pitch.
Yep.
That's a good pitch.
Here comes Taraji Jones, who grounded out to third her first time, but got an RBI from it, and that one's inside 0-1. Or excuse me, 1-0. Good crowd on hand for the first game, and now here for the second one as well as the raindrops get a little heavier. Hopefully we won't get any heavy stuff. It'll pass by. That one misses 2-0.
It is a good crowd considering, you know, they had to back up to a Thursday and parents have to get extra days off. That's really –
yeah.
That's tough for some, you know, it's tough for some people to be able to do that.
There's a fly ball out of play. 2-1. And I'm going to say this for Cam Mazzell. All coaches agreed to move it up. And he did the right thing, because if they get this thing in today and tomorrow, because Saturday's pretty much going to be a wash.
Yes.
And that's 3-1 now to Raji as the rain.
Well, I'm not so sure that they're not –
do I know?
Did the county have part in moving this because of the weather on Saturday? The board of education, I wasn't sure.
Well, and now
I asked Jessica about it, and she wasn't sure neither. And that's when I was wondering, did you heard from Cam? Would it really come from administration or because of the weather threat on Saturday?
Not sure. I'll ask him about that after this game. But all coaches, I mean, I know Sylacauga, talking with Chad Wilkins, and they had a game scheduled at Benjamin Russell tonight. That had to be moved, of course. And that's not their call. That's Benjamin Russell's call. I mean, you know, when you're playing on the road.
Right.
But that Taraji Jones fouled out in the first baseline over there to Winterboro. So two are out now here in the top of the second, where Chillsburg's already played at five, and they got runner at third with two outs now. And Lexi Smith at the plate swings and misses at strike one. Lexi grounded out to shortstop her first time. Lines one down the right field line. That's going to fall in for a hit, and that's going to score Kelsey Kelly, and that makes it 8-0 here in the second inning.
Now batting number nine, Diana Swain.
So now Brianna Swain will come to the plate as a hitter.
Winterboro's working a lot outside like Comer did in the first game. And Chillsburg's taking it to where she's throwing it. They're putting the ball in play, hitting it where it's pitched, and doing a great job putting the ball in play.
Yeah.
They're not trying to do anything fancy. They're just hitting it where it's thrown. I mean,
that's just – taking advantage of it, and Swain goes around, and that's strike one.
The pitcher for Winterboro, she's got good location. I mean, she's consistently to the plate. I mean, that's all.
She's only hit one batter and, you know, given up a free pass, so that one's high and away, 1-1. Bolton's doing a good job. She's just not getting – now, granted, I'm saying she's not getting a lot of help from her teammates out in the outfield, but those hits are falling in front of them.
Yeah.
Except for the one that was hit out to right field by Brooks. That was off the glove. But, I mean, you know, you're not going to throw her out. I don't care. She runs like the little rabbits, you know, that used to be at the dog track.
That's right. That's right.
You're not going to catch her. Two balls and one strike. That ball got away from the catcher, so moving down to second was Lexi Smith. Brianna Swain, good hack at it and fouls it back in the screen.
And one of us having to respect Childersburg's power. I mean, Childersburg can obviously, they got power that can hit the ball deep, so they're having to play back. So anything that's hit short, they're not going to get to it because you've got to respect that deep threat.
They definitely can hit it out of here. There's a high fly ball to right field. Will it fall? It will. Diving attempt at right field goes awry, and rounding first, going to second is Brianna Swain. Scoring is Lexi Smith. And it is now 9-0.
Number 24, Giovanna Guerrero.
Good try out in right field by the right fielder from Winnebago.
Absolutely. Giovanna Guerrero will come to the plate. She was hit by a pitch her first time. So 9-0, they've scored 7 runs here already in the second inning, has Chillsburg.
Didn't she lead off? She bat in the bottom of the first.
She led off.
They batted around.
Yep. She is the
10th batter.
10th batter. She actually is the 11th batter.
Yes.
Brianna Swain pitch hit, but her spot led off the second inning. So 11 batters have come to the plate, and 7 of them have scored. One's at second now, and one's at plate, of course. Swing and a miss, 1-2.
You know, the other downside to the drop dead, which is they've got to do it to get time in because of the games. The other downside to it is you just had a 7-run inning by Childersburg.
Yeah.
Winnebago comes back, puts a 7-run inning on, you're going to be just about out of time.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Giovanna Guerrero strikes out to end that long second inning for Winnebago, so we will go to a break. Childersburg on top of Winnebago, 9-0 here at the Talladega County Tournament, and you're listening to it on Kix 100.3 on the Tiger Sports Network.
Looking for adventure? Majestic Caverns in Childersburg is calling your name. Experience stunning laser light shows and step back in time with our Legends Cave Tours. Book an overnight epic adventure in the cave, conquer an underground team building challenge, or explore our thrilling attractions with family and friends. From gemstone panning to fire juggling performances, there's something for everyone. Come for the history, stay for the adventure. Visit MajesticCaverns.com to plan your epic experience today.
Discover more at Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga. Along with great service, they offer a gift shop perfect for finding something special. Stop by today for all your health and wellness needs. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort Williams Street in Sylacauga.
Welcome back to the Talladega County Softball Tournament. Dave McCurley, Chris Roberts, game one, saw his daughters, B.B. Comer, Lady Tigers, Jessica Owen. They defeated Fayetteville by a score of 6-3 here. This one's kind of getting out of hand early. It is 9-0, bottom of the second inning. Childersburg leading Winnebago, and Hales is at the plate. She grounds one out in front of the plate. Catcher, oh, man, just a little off to first base. And that's going to be a base runner now for Winnebago to lead this thing. You made a great point about, you know, if Winnebago comes back and has a long, strong inning and still down 4 or 5 runs, might be game time.
Yeah, I mean, the umpire told us they had, 49 minutes left when they started this inning. So another big inning by either team, and it's going to be close to being.
And Madison Brooks couldn't get – she just bobbled it just for a second, and that allowed Chapman to get to first. Chapman runs pretty well. So runners at first and second now for Winnebago with nobody out, and the seventh lady in the order, Kanaya Duncan, coming to the plate. So – Landers now in the circle, her first real big threat. And that one's low, ball one. And I was looking at the radar. I'm kind of hoping that we have dodged everything for a little while.
Let's hope so.
Let's hope so. I know Chris has got to go back to work when this game ends, and he's done a great job today, swinging a miss by Duncan, 1-1.
Appreciate the opportunity, David.
Oh, man. It, you know, and we love getting part of our sponsors on with us, and I don't know if Matt Hillier is still here or not.
I think he went back to the church.
But maybe if he makes it back or sometime in the future, I'd love to get him on, because First Baptist Church of Chillsburg now for a couple of years has been part of this Tiger Sports Network. And, you know, First Baptist Church is, over the years, has gone through a lot of changes, and you know, things are getting back to where, you know, people are starting to come and the community's starting to get involved. And there's a call strike 2-2 now on Duncan, and big part of the Chillsburg community is First Baptist Church.
Has been, and it's, you know, getting back out in the community, get back involved, and with Brother Matt's leadership, and we had a meeting, we had his vision, his plan for, you know, process. It's going to be great.
Absolutely. Kanaya Duncan swings and misses at strike three. That's out number one. That'll bring up Michaela Tanner. And that's a big first out for Landers with runners at first and second. And she gets Tanner to swing and miss at strike one. Foul back into the screen. 0-2.
You got to like one. They're not giving up. They're aggressive at the plate, and they're coming full. They're swinging. I mean, they're swinging and taking.
Yeah.
They're swinging at good pitches. They're not just up there giving up. So they're fighting.
The 0-2, swing and a miss, and the fourth strikeout of the game for Landers. And out number two. That's a big out here, and we'll go to the ninth lady in the order. Emma Smith will come to the plate with runners at first and second now, and two outs, and the shutout still intact. But Winterberg threatening here. It's 9-0. Childersburg, and they'll try to steal, and they'll get there. Runner is going to go home, and she's safe. The throw went into left field, so scoring on the play is Hale, and all the way to third is Chapman, and the Lady Bulldogs are on the board, Chris.
They are.
9-1.
That was almost another one of those close to catch batter interference right there. She had to.
Yeah.
She almost hit her inside of the head when she threw the ball.
And to be honest with you, I think I heard our home plate umpire trying to get Emma Smith to move out of the way. She didn't know really what was going on. There's another good stop by Childersburg's catcher that time. That is Lexi Smith. That's low. Three balls and no strikes to Smith, and you go back to the top of the order next, so we'll see. Two are out. Runner at third in a 9-1 Childersburg lead. Swing, and she tipped it, I believe, but a nice catch by Lexi Smith, and it's 3-1. Grounded down towards second. Can they get to it? I believe they do. Nice play down there by Guerrero, and that ends the inning as she throws Smith out at first base. We'll go to the top of the third inning when we come back, and Childersburg enjoying a 8-run lead. They lead it 9-1, and you are listening to it on the Tiger Sports Network, brought to you by Domtar.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled, and our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
State Farm insurance agent Ron Carroll on Highway 280 next to Subway in Childersburg. Call Ron at 256-378-6631.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Experience Alabama like never before with Sarah Automotive, located in Sylacauga. With over 40 years of trusted service, Sarah provides one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles in the state. Enjoy peace of mind with the Sarah Promise, ensuring you always get Sarah's best deal, a 72-hour exchange policy, a straightforward trade-in process, and Sarah's unmatched service commitment. Discover the beauty of Alabama in a vehicle that's perfect for you. Sarah Automotive, proud supporters of Childersburg High School Athletics.
Welcome back to Childersburg. Della Whitworth Field here for the high school Tigers. And that one's outside to start the third inning.
Miss Della's actually here today.
Yeah, I saw her behind me just a few moments ago. I don't know where she got off to, but I tell you, she's an institution around here. That one's across there. So two strikes on Shakira, or excuse me, a ball and a strike on Shakira Harrison. Shakira got on an error and ended up scoring earlier. It's 9-1, Childersburg. And I don't, correct me if I'm wrong, Chris, is it 10 runs after five innings and it's 15 after three? Is that right?
I'm not sure.
The run rule?
I'm not sure.
I think it's 15 after three and then that one misses 2-1. Is it? And. Is it 15 after three innings and
10 after four?
10 after five.
15 after four.
Okay, so. Okay. And I'm not saying we'll get to that point. There is a called strike three on Shakira Harrison. Yeah, that was a great pitch. As it got Harrison looking. And that is out number one here in the third inning. And Nikaya Marbury will come to the plate. She chops one out in front of the mound. You're going to have to hurry, and they don't get her. That little girl can fly.
That extra little bounce it took, too.
Now to bring up Madison Brooks. Madison has tripled, and really she had an inside-the-park home run. It went off the glove of the right fielder. I don't know if many people would have caught it, but there's somebody trying to steal. Marbury's going to be safe. And that's a strike to Madison. Maddie up there, she tell you, she's fast enough that when she hits one to the outfield, you better come up chunking. That one bounces up there, 1-1.
Yeah, she's quick. And then Maddie behind her, I mean, Madison.
Yep. That one gets away from the catcher, so going over to third will be Dekaya Marbury, and it's 2-1 now on Maddie Brooks and Kelsey Kelly on deck. She's got two base hits and two scores, same as Brooks. Bolton, this one's going to go down to second base, and they get Maddie Brooks out, but another run scores for Childersburg. It is now 10-1. I tell you what, she makes a routine play to second look pretty exciting because she only gets out by half a step.
That's right, and she did her, you know, she did her job. She put the ball in play on the other side of the field, scored the run, so.
And she hustled.
And she hustled.
You're never going to see Maddie Brooks not hustle. I'm sorry.
No, I've never not seen her hustle.
Here's Kelsey Kelly. 10-1, Childersburg in the lead, top of the third inning. County tournament. Wow, that one just about
rocket.
Took the feet out from under Bolton, and it gets into center field. Kelly now 3-for-3. And I know, hopefully, I don't know if her mom got off and is here or not, but that's her third hit of the game. And that'll bring up Alicia McKinney. Alicia is 0 for 2. She's flied out to second base and also struck out looking. But then she hits one down to short. Bobble there. They'll never throw her out. And going home is going to be Kelsey Kelly on the throw. So Chillsburg running the base pads very well, and they now lead it by 10, 11 to 1.
Chillsburg's very good team speed from top to bottom in their order.
Yep.
Taraji Jones.
And that'll get a 10-run lead now for Taraji Jones, who is grounded out and flied out. But I'm telling you, she can put the bat on the ball. She fouls one away, and McKinney over at first got great speed, as Chris just said. Mumford and Talladega will have the next game. We'll take a break and get away from softball for a little while and come back with the Aggie Sports Network and Chad Wilkinson and the Aggies taking on the Lincoln Lady Golden Bears at 1:30. Long fly ball out into center field and a nice running catch out there in center field for the Lady Bulldogs. That'll do it for the Tigers. They put the bat on the ball. They score two more times. And they lead it by a score of 11-1 here. As we'll go to the bottom of the third inning for Winterboro, they'll come to the plate trailing by 10 here in the Talladega County Softball Tournament for 2025 on the Tiger Sports Network.
Reach out to Marble City Plumbing with any drain issues. They have a new drain jetting service, next level drain cleaning that goes above and beyond. Marble City Plumbing, 256-267-1569.
Imagine a world where innovation drives sustainability. At Omnia, we're not just imagining it, we're crafting it every day. As a top producer of calcium carbonate and a worldwide distributor of specialty chemicals, we're committed to enhancing consumer goods, revolutionizing paper and polymer industries, and building a stronger future in construction. Our dedication to research and development leads the charge in balancing ecological integrity with economic growth, paving the way for social progress. Omnia, innovating for a better tomorrow. Omnia wishes all area athletes good luck.
For 24-hour roadside assistance and towing in the Sylacauga and Chelsea surrounding area, turn to Merkle's Anytime Towing, the official towing company of the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. Online at merklesanytimetowing.com.
Welcome back to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. Dave McCurley, Chris Roberts with you from Della Whitworth Field here in Childersburg, the site of the 2025 County Tournament. And there's a line rope. Wow, they're going to call it foul. I thought that was fair. Didn't you? I hate to ever.
That ball was fair.
I really hate to upswing Marvin Gamble behind the plate, but I thought that ball was fair. Go ahead.
We'll go with whatever he said.
Absolutely, but.
Yes. Because it was right. He called it foul, so it's foul.
That's right.
Regardless of whether it hit.
It's not going to change.
It's not going to change.
That's right.
But on the other side of that coin, that ball was fair.
You're right. I thought the same thing. Lander's still on the mound at the plate. Hitting that ball was Caleria Massengale. She swings and misses at strike two. She struck out her first time, but they're at the top of the order. And of course, Winterboro trailing 11-1 here in the bottom of the third. And Massengale stays alive and fouls one back into the screen. First game today saw B.B. Comer defeat Fayetteville by a score of 6-3. They'll move on in the winner's bracket. Fayetteville will play later on today in the loser's bracket. They'll get the loser of this game. And right now, unless things change, it's going to be the Winterboro Bulldogs. There's ground ball down to third. And did they get her? She stayed on the bag, did Harrison. Nice job over there.
Very good job.
And throw wasn't the best from third baseman, but they get her out. That's out number one here in the third inning. That'll bring up Buchanan, who struck out her first time. And Lander's still in the circle for Coach Cam Mazzell. She tries to bunt. And, you know, we talked about the bunt for a little while. She bunts it foul, but she would have definitely got on base if that would have stayed fair. I don't think anybody was expecting that one.
I don't think so, neither. Not especially up 11 when you're down 11 yeah. to 1. That's.
I guess they're just trying to get runners on any way they can. As the wind has started to pick up just a little bit. High fly ball. Madison Brooks says, I'll take this one. And at shortstop puts it away for out number two here in the third inning. Nobody on. 11-1. Childersburg in the lead over Winterboro. And that'll bring up Josiah Bolton, who ripped one her first time for a base hit. See what she does against Landers here. That was outside, ball one.
This part of Winterboro's order right here has put the bat on the ball. I mean, they've made contact. Chillsbury's made some good plays in the field.
Yeah, Chillsbury's defense has been solid.
That's
another ground ball to Madison Brooks. Look at that arm. She plays it like she knows what she's doing, and she does. 6-3 in your book. That'll be out number three. And we'll go to the top of the fourth inning. Childersburg holding on to a 10-run lead. And they'll try to increase it when we come back. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Experience Alabama like never before with Sarah Automotive, located in Sylacauga. With over 40 years of trusted service, Sarah provides one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles in the state. Enjoy peace of mind with the Sarah Promise, ensuring you always get Sarah's best deal, a 72-hour exchange policy, a straightforward trade-in process, and Sarah's unmatched service commitment. Discover the beauty of Alabama in a vehicle that's perfect for you. Sarah Automotive, proud supporters of Childersburg High School Athletics.
Getting your car repaired can be a hassle, especially if you don't know where to turn. Hey, it's Michael Brannon for Toyota of Sylacauga. Recently, I had my car worked on and it was rough. Back and forth with the mechanic, no customer service. It was truly awful. Then I talked to Chris Kane at Toyota of Sylacauga and he told me regardless of the make or model, they can take the right steps in getting my car repaired. From engine rebuilds to basic oil changes, Toyota of Sylacauga's resources allow them to point you in the right direction when it comes to servicing your car in a timely manner. Experience the difference at Toyota of Sylacauga, where they're worth the drive and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Childersburg High's home for Friday nights and Auburn University's home on Saturdays. This is Coach Hugh Freeze, and you're locked into Hit Kicking Country, Kicks 100.3.
Coach Hugh Freeze of the Auburn Tigers giving us a little plug there. And, you know, news came out about a week and a half ago as Childersburg hit bad here in the fourth inning and swinging and missing is number 19, Lexi Smith. But news come out that he has been diagnosed with prostate cancer, and we wish him all the best. And I tell you what, as Lexi hits one down the second, it gets through, and she'll be on, nobody covering second base, and she's just going to take it. She's running like rabbits here.
And the catcher's not, and that he stood away at home.
And now Lexi will go to third. Wow. But I was saying, you know, Bruce, when that news broke, Bruce Pearl came out and said that, you know, Hugh Freeze was such a trooper because he's not worried about himself. He was more worried about his family when he found out, and his football team. And he said that's a heck of a man to do that and not be selfish. And so we wish him all the best. There's a knock by Brianna, or excuse me, I believe that's going to be Brianna Swain. She gets all the way to second, scores another run in Lexi Smith, and that'll go back to Giovanna Guerrero.
But I believe what I've heard and I've read about Coach's prostate cancer, it's early enough they call it, it's treatable, yep. And should be.
Yeah, it should be
full recovery.
full recovery, and we hope the best for him.
That's right.
Anybody. I don't care if it's Auburn, Alabama, whoever it is.
That's right.
Swing and a miss by Giovanna Guerrero. Gets away from the catcher. Going to third. It's going to be Chilsburg. And they now lead it 12-1.
You know, there's two diseases in the world that don't care what you are, who you are, and that's cancer and Alzheimer's dementia. That don't hold any – they don't discriminate, do anything.
That's right.
It doesn't matter.
And
you hate anybody that sees it, has to go through it.
And really sometimes there's not a lot you can do about either one of them.
That's right. That's right.
My stepfather – it was low, 2-1. Stepfather Billy Ricks has dementia and Alzheimer's, and I try to tell Mom, you know, you just got to agree with it and go on. It's just not a lot you can do. But that one's high, and Guerrero's going to get a walk. So Guerrero will be at first, still nobody out in this inning. And I don't know how much time is left in this inning or in this game. But we're in the top of the fourth. Chilsburg up 12-1. And
good pitch.
Shakira Harrison takes a strike. Yeah, you know, Bolton's put the ball where she needed to. You know, that was really the, you know, only the second walk of the game for Chilsburg. And there's another strike to Shakira. 0-2. She doesn't like it, but. You know what? It's not going to change. And she swings and misses and goes down on strikes. It's a big first out here for Winterboro. This thing's starting to get away from them. And that'll bring up Dekaya Marbury. And then we'll go back to the top of the order. Marbury hits it to short. It goes through the wicket. Scoring is one run. Another runner goes to third. That is Guerrero. And staying at first is going to be Marbury. And now that'll bring up Madison Brooks again. And Madison got out last inning to second base, but she's also scored twice and a couple of triples. So we're going to get a substitute for Winterboro. They're going to bring
99.
Number 99, that's Chastity Stanley. She's going to go to right field.
She's going in for 93.
Yep. And actually, she's going to go in, I think, for the shortstop,
yeah,
Jalen Williams.
Michaela.
Yeah.
Michaela Tanner had moved to short from right field a while ago.
Okay. I'm glad Chris keeps me straight. He knows some of these girls from Uriah.
Yes.
Madison pops one up. Is it going to stay in play? It will, but it's not played correctly, and she'll get another chance. I think she reached for that one. I know her dad's sitting over here to your right and right behind home plate and watches her every time she hits. He has taught her well. And there's a long drive, deep right center field, gone. A three-run job from Madison Brooks, and you were right, Chris, from the touch of the bat, it was out of here.
Yeah, it left out of here in a hurry, too.
No doubt about it. And it is now 15. Go ahead.
She missed the first one. She hit the right field by a touch. It's the first of the game. And
wow.
They came back and lived back on the inside of her again, and she says, "You're not going to beat me again." And she barreled that one up.
So it is now 15-1 by my count. Scoreboard says 14, but I'll count them up.
That's 15. They changed it.
Actually, I think I have 16. Big home run, three-run job from Madison Brooks. I have 16.
It was 11-1 when the inning started, right?
Yep.
They scored home run, made it three. That made it 14, and she'd scored two more before that, correct?
Should be 16.
That's what I thought.
And at the plate is Kelsey
Jason
Kelly.
Says it's 16.
And Kelsey Kelly is not an easy out either. She scored all three times. She's 3-for-3.
And here again, Winterboro's down 15-1, but their pitcher has still not pitched a bad ballgame. Chilsburg has hit the ball.
Yeah. You know,
but they've had a couple mishaps in the field, and stuff like that. But Childersburg has put the ball in play very, very well.
And they've run the bases.
And they have run the bases. They've taken advantage of some miscues. But they have hit the ball very well.
Just like that one. Deep in the hole between third and short, and I don't think they would have thrown Kelsey Kelly out even with the bobble.
No.
And that'll bring up
number 16, Lacey
Wallenfeld. This is a
sub.
Yeah. Lacey up there swinging and missing his strike one. Now, I'm going to tell you this too. We do Coosa Valley Medical Center one-on-ones with all of these coaches here in the county, and that's a foul ball off the bat. And boy, that made that got to Taraji Jones moving over there in the on deck circle. But the Coosa Valley Medical Center one-on-one that I did with Cam Mazzell, we talked about this tournament, and he said, David, if we hit the ball like we're capable of, he said, we can beat anybody in this tournament. And I think right now they're showing it.
They are.
Because, as you mentioned, Bolton is not slow. This is not batting practice.
No, it's not.
She's putting the ball where it is. Chillsburg's just hitting it.
And she's moved it in and out. I mean, she's moved the ball well.
She's ahead in the count here to Lacey. 1-2. One out in the inning, runner at first. And that's a strikeout. And they're going to call. Okay. First base was occupied, so the strikeout remains. So two outs now for Taraji Jones, and they batted around again as the Tigers. Yeah. We talk about Madison Brooks, and I've said for 2-3 years, I think she's one of the best players in the county. There's a drilled line drive by Taraji. Going to go into the left center field gap. It's going to score Kelsey Kelly from second base easily. Taraji on with a single. It is now 17-1.
And once again, that's a great pitch. It was low.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's nothing that you can do anything about that. That's a good pitch, and that's a good hit. The girl batting, she just hit a good pitch.
Yeah, Taraji Jones. I told you earlier she can play, and here comes Lexi Smith, who started this inning a long time ago. But I was talking about Madison Brooks, and she obviously having a really good game. I call it a couple of triples and a home run.
Yeah,
I'd say that's a pretty good day at the office. She's also grounded out, but that produced a run as well. So she scored three times. And a good swing by Lexi Smith. Fouls it back into the screen, and it's 1-1. Two are out here in the top of the fourth inning. 17 by my count, 17-1. That one's fouled away. Childersburg over Winterboro, so it looks like they will head on, barring and I just don't even know that if Winterboro has a huge inning, Chris, if they have the time to come back and get it done.
Me neither. I don't even know if Winterboro may not even get another bat.
Right.
Because it's got to be – we had 49 minutes before we started the bottom half of the last inning, and we said, again, if there's another big inning by Childersburg or Winterboro, either one, it's going to be almost out of time.
And
they batted, 10 batters again this inning, 11 now?
Yeah, Lexi is the 10th batter. She pops it up. See if Winterburg can get out of the inning. They do. They put it away at first base. So that'll be the end of the fourth inning. But Childersburg grabs six more runs, three of them on the big three-run dinger by Madison Brooks. She's still showing why she's one of the best players in this county. And that'll do it for Childersburg. However, they lead it 17-1. Winterboro coming to bat maybe for the last time here in the bottom of the fourth until they'll go to the loser's bracket if they lose. We'll be back with more of the 2025 Talladega County Softball Tournament right here on the Tiger Sports Network on Kicks 100.3.
Have you ever gone into a big chain store and asked an associate where an item is located? And they say, wait a minute, I'll look it up and see. Well, at Van Zandt Hardware, you don't have to worry about someone looking at a handheld computer to find something. They know where it is and how to help you. Serving the Coosa Valley now for 50 years, Van Zandt Hardware will not sell you an item that you don't need. Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga.
Discover a church where community feels like family. Hi, I'm Chris Roberts, worship leader at First Baptist Church of Childersburg. Every Sunday, we come together to celebrate faith, friendship, and love. Join us for Sunday school at 9:15, worship at 10:30, and Wednesday night Bible study at 6 p.m. Our music is a mix of Southern gospel and contemporary music. Matt Hillier is here to help you grow spiritually and connect with others through discipleship. You're invited to come this Sunday and experience the warmth and joy of First Baptist Church of Childersburg. Your new family is waiting.
Landers will stay in the circle for Coach Cam Mazzell, and she'll pitch to Kaylin Williams, who fouls one out of play to start bottom of the fourth inning. 17-1 in favor of Childersburg. They look to move on to play B.B. Comer somewhere around 6 o'clock. There's a long fly ball to left field and put away. Nicely out there in left field by Childersburg. That's, I think, Dekiah Marbury out there, and that'll be out number one.
Good swing by the girl. That's a good swing by the girl from Winterboro. Good pitch, good swing.
And to my count, Winterboro with only two hits in this game.
That's about right.
Two hits and one run. They foul this one down the third baseline by Kobe Hale.
You know, looking to the 6 o'clock game tonight, if this holds true to what it is between Childersburg and B.B. Comer. Comer hit the ball earlier against Fayetteville. Childersburg's hit the ball well right here.
Interesting.
That's going to be a pretty good ball game.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see who pitches for both teams as well. Will they stay with the left-hander Chloe Smith, B.B. Comer? Will Childersburg throw Taraji Jones, maybe even Madison Brooks? One thing you don't want to do is pitch a young lady every game, because if you keep winning, you're going to play. You know, that one fouled away at the spring, 1-2 now on Hale, and one out and nobody on here for Winterboro. So that's the thing. You don't want to just wear a pitcher out. And I, you know, these coaches know that better than I do. There's
a base hit.
Line drive base hit over the third baseman's head. And rounding first a long way was Hale. And Hale is now 2-for-2. She's got two of the three hits for Winterboro and has scored their one and only run. So that'll bring up Chapman here. She reached on an error her first time, and now she gets a little hit out into right field. So trying to go to third and making it there is Hale. So we're one out now. Runners are going to be at the corner, and all of a sudden Winterboro has a little something going.
They're not going down without a fight.
No.
The bad side is for them, though, the drop dead.
Yeah, the time limit.
Yeah.
And you wonder why they do that. This is a double elimination tournament. It's not like baseball, the county tournament baseball county tournament. Only single elimination, and that was fouled away at the plate by Duncan. But, you know, these games are quicker, but they put a time limit on them to get it in 2 days. So with eight teams, double elimination, that one's fouled away at the plate again. She swung at a ball that time. But
it wouldn't have dropped it if it was not the impending weather coming on Saturday, though.
Yes.
It would be a full time limit game.
Yeah,
but yet and still in this situation, though, Winterboro would still be almost out of time.
Yeah.
Because this would be probably the last at bat to score 16. If they were
right,
played 16 runs, there's no way.
in there is called strike three, and can they throw them out at second base? They can. Double play. Strike them out, throw them out.
Nice throw by the catcher.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Ball game.
And I think that is going to be the ball game. So Winterberg goes down to the Chillsburg Tigers by a score of 17-1. And, of course, the Tigers will move on and play Jessica Owens, B.B. Comer Tigers later on this evening, somewhere around 6 o'clock. I understand we may get behind. We may, be right on time. We'll just keep you informed. And, of course, we'll be on the Aggie Sports Network right here. We'll do it on Kicks here in just a little bit as the Sylacauga Aggies take on the Lincoln Lady Golden Bears. And we'll do that here somewhere around 1:30. Until then, Chris, I appreciate you joining me
today.
Thank
you for the opportunity, David. I appreciate it.
Hey, and we got to do one over there at Comer's New Field.
Oh, if we don't, we'll be in trouble now.
Oh, yeah. Now, Jessica's going to get on us now if we don't come over there. But we certainly will be over there later in the year. I think Chillsburg comes there here in a week or so.
Yes, they do.
So we'll be there. All girls out at the center circle praying right now and getting congratulatories for.
We talked about it this morning. I know we got to go. But,
yeah.
You know, Comer and Chillsburg are fisting play each other. It'll be three times this year, twice in area play, and they're playing here today. We talked about that earlier.
And could actually
four times in area tournament.
Could play two times in this tournament.
That's correct. That's what
so
I'm saying.
So actually could play five times.
That's right.
You get tired of seeing
that. You do. Tigers, they get tired looking at each other.
They sure do. Well, I appreciate Chris joining me. And, of course, we'll be back here in just a minute to close things out here on the Tiger Sports Network. Chillsburg wins it by a score of 17-1.